If you've ever played the board game The Settlers of Catan, it is time to raise a hexagonal tile to the memory of Klaus Teuber. He died Saturday at age 70, and he created one of the best-selling board games of all time. NPR's Netta Ulubi has this remembrance.
Catan is one of those games that's wildly addictive, but also so absurdly complicated. It was parodied on the NBC comedy Parks and Recreation.
8 to 12 players, 2 wizards, a maverick, the arbiter, 2 warriors, a corporal, and a ledgerman. Now, the ledgerman just keeps score.
Hardcore fans have bought more than 40 million units of the game since The Settlers of Catan first came out in 1995. It's sold around the world in nearly 50 languages, and now there are popular video game versions as well. Inventor Klaus Teuber grew up in post-war Germany. He was a peaceful man who loved good games based on cooperation, not competition. But he was stuck working as a dental technician.
And I had a lot of frustration.
That's Teuber in a voiceover on NPR in 2020. Starting in the 1980s, he created board game after board game that swept up industry awards. None of them hit, though, until The Settlers of Catan.
It is just a remarkable achievement in game design.
Eric Arneson wrote the book, How to Host a Game Night. He told NPR in 2020 that Klaus Teuber designed a civilization on a fictional island that keeps everyone involved throughout the game.
The games are always quite close. Nobody ever gets eliminated.
Or obliterated. You trade. You build, as Teuber told NPR in 2020.
You cannot destroy someone's buildings. It's impossible. And you have to communicate.
Teuber ended up being as beloved as his game.
My shaman cast a Teuber spell.
He was name-checked by that Parks and Recreation parody, and his fans wrote songs in his honor and posted them on social media.
Settlers of Catan.
A statement from Catan Studio said Teuber died after a sudden illness. It urged people to remember him by being kind to one another and enjoying a game with those they love. Danke Klaus, meaning thank you. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.
Soldier boys in the house.